Alrighty, folks, start your engines. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg returns for their 20th year. The event will take place from March 8th through the 10th, bringing in thousands of people from all over the world to watch. In the midst of the race, we have a notable Gulfport resident who has truly left his mark. Why wait for a license when you're already speeding towards success? Allow me to introduce Nikita Johnson, a rising star in racing circles. In 2023, at the age of 14, he made his first debut in the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg as the youngest competitor in the USF 2000 class. Later that year, he moved up to USF Pro 2000, and at 15 years old, Johnson not only became the youngest race winner in the history of this championship, but he also became the first driver to win on all three levels of the USF Pro Championships ladder. This year, he will make his second appearance in the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, so stay tuned for an interview with him.
All right, so you're going to be racing in the USF Pro 2000, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And you were the youngest racing in the USF 2000 last year, correct?
Yes, and I won the second race of the weekend.
I wanted to ask you about how you've been preparing for the Grand Prix coming up.
Yeah, so I've been preparing with eating right, of course, because during the off season, I still eat pretty well, but trying to get bigger, so kind of eat anything. Mm-hmm. And then just getting into the gym again and doing a lot of cardio, because our races are about 45 minutes to an hour sometimes, and they're very intense. So I do a lot of running and just kind of getting mentally prepared. So watching some racing videos, watching my video from last year, watching IndyCar just to see how they're running it. But it's kind of simple, just getting back into the racing mode for the season opener.
So you've moved up in a class. What does that mean for your career, and how is it going to help you, and like, what are you looking forward to with this new push forward?
So it means I'm one step closer to becoming pro, which is IndyCar in the U.S. ladder. But I think what I'm looking forward to most is that it has about 60 more horsepower, a lot more downforce, a lot more tire, like the width of the tires a lot wider, and it's just a bit tougher competition, and it's more recognized.
What other exciting races are coming up for you besides this Grand Prix race?
So after St. Pete, we go to a few other tracks, but some of the tracks that I'm looking forward to the most is Spa in Belgium, and I'll be running that in the GB3 right after I turn 15. So I'll be doing 16. And so I'll be doing an oval for the U.S. category, and then right after that, I leave straight over to Spa. So it'll be like 1 week after I turn 16. So I'll be the youngest by far.
Yeah, so I'm sure you're looking forward to that day.
Yes, it'll be fun. On the oval, it's always my birthday weekend, so it's always fun to go celebrate my birthday at the track.
Yeah, I love that. You were born during the race?
Yes, I was born during the Indy 500 in 2008, so that's kind of an interesting fact. So you could say that I was made to be a race car driver.
I love that. And I wanted to ask, out of all of the accomplishments you've made over the last 10 years, correct?
Yes, 10 years.
Which one are you most proud of?
There's a lot to be proud of, but I think the best ones were last year when I won at COTA in my debut after never driving the car and putting the car together that weekend. Mm-hmm. And then I went to Portland a week later and ran two classes at the same time. So a total of six races in one weekend, two a day in two different cars. So that was very difficult. But going to before COTA, I broke my ankle about 2 weeks before that in a go-kart crash. Mm-hmm. So, it was kind of like the odds were against me. You know, I was in a cast and trying to heal before COTA. And so we pulled it off with, you know, having to go ice my leg or my ankle before races and wrap it with KT tape. So I think that was a pretty big accomplishment that I pulled through it in a new class, kind of hurting. And, it was just it kind of all came together.
With all the components, all the moving pieces that played into that, and you still came out with a win. So congratulations for that.
Yeah, thank you. And COTA is an F1 track, so it's highly regarded because it's F1 certified, so it's very safe. But COTA stands for Circuit of the Americas in Austin, okay. Texas.
What do you love most about the racing community and the atmosphere?
I think that everybody's friends off the track usually, and the atmosphere is very great because we all respect each other. But as soon as you put the helmets on, you don't have any friends, and it goes straight to like racing. And so it's we're all for every position. But and once you come off the track, you kind of relax, and then you talk with all the competitors, and you just kind of talk about how the race went and what moves and where you're catching each other. So everybody respects each other, but when you're on track, it's just trying to beat everyone.
It seems like a good environment that, you know, you create friendships, but you know at the end of the day it is a race, and then at the end of it you can kind of come together as a community and talk about how it went and, you know, all the moves that you guys made and stuff. What is the most exhilarating moment you've experienced on the racetrack?
There's a lot of moments that are like that. It's hard to choose because we were always pumped up with adrenaline because mm-hmm. of how fast we're going.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just, I think any time being in a race car is a good time, and it's just exhilarating because you have all the adrenaline pumped up. But I think one of the biggest ones was taking the lead in St. Pete last year because, you know, I could see everybody jumping up and down the next lap in turn one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it felt super special to be leading in the hometown Grand Prix and winning it. And hopefully I can do it this year again because I think that's very special to me and my friends and family.
I'm sure you guys have been working really hard on this. I wanted to ask about if you feel that, you know, growing up in St. Pete and growing this up in this area, has it influenced your racing, and like how significant of a role has it, you know, shaped your journey, like the part being a part of like this community?
Yeah, so it shaped a lot because we have the St. Pete race down here, so I've always watched it. And then I started out at Anderson when I was a little kid, but one of the biggest parts was I started at Ocala Grand Prix, that's OGP, and some big names started there, Kyle Kirkwood, who's in IndyCar, Oliver Askew, that used to race in IndyCar, and Logan Sargeant, who's in F1, who he raced there at one point. But that's one of the big things that helped me was we had that racing community that was about 2 hours away, and watching St. Pete always.
Do you have any advice for any kids who want to, like, begin, like, start racing or, you know, start out with this journey?
Yes, I would say first off, start with go-karts.
Mm-hmm.
Do the best you can. It's going to be hard at some point because that's racing. It's up and down nonstop. But the main thing is to keep trying. And as long as you keep trying and keep knocking at that door, basically, of most of the teams, you'll get there at some point. So it's mainly just never giving up and pursuing your goal.
When racing gets tough, what keeps you going?
I think enjoying winning.
That's definitely a huge one.
Winning's a big part of it, but even when it's down, like when I lose, get maybe second or third and I was very close, you still take a big part away from it because when you win, I mean, you win, but when you lose, the main thing is to not be down on it, but to learn from your mistakes and to go and try to become better so you can win the next time. Yeah, you can't give up, and racing is all about coming back from being at a low point.
All right, my last question is kind of a fun one. I figured, you know, why not throw one of those in? If you could have any special power or ability that could help you during racing, like teleportation or time manipulation, what would it be and how would you use it?
Time manipulation so I could go sabotage everybody else. No, I'm just joking. I would go and probably do speed. So then, you know, I could probably push my car, but anything that would give me an advantage. So probably being able to be very fast.
Alrighty, I love that. Thank you so much, Nikita.
I hope you all enjoyed. If you would like to attend, there will be a fan kickoff party on March 6th at O'Maddy's off of Shore Boulevard from 5 to 11 p.m. For more information about the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, you can check out their website at gpstpete.com. Thanks for listening!